This is a dictation for James Terrell, J-A-M-E-S, T like Tom, E-R-R-T-L-L. James Terrell. Date of birth, 9/23/89. And date of accident is 9/27/2021. Date of service, 5/24/2022. Mr. James Terrell is a victim of the automobile accident, a motorbike accident where he was hit by a car on the right side and he flew in the air and landed up on his right foot and right hand as well as on the head. And he was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital. The X-ray of the foot was done. And he was not found to have a fracture of his foot. That was investigated. There was a cellulitis and inflammation in that area due to the fall. And the patient was discharged without any admission. There is no fracture or subluxation in the X-ray. The patient does continue to complain of having pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7, with radiation to the right arm posteriorly involving all the fingers, as well as pain in the left pain in the right buttock and right posterior thigh in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Occasionally it's numbness and tingling. There is a involvement of the right shoulder, right elbow and right hand with the, all the five fingers being involved. The right shoulder is quite painful, 7 to 8. And he's unable to lift the shoulder beyond 110 degrees. He has a moderate pain in the right knee, 7, and right ankle, 7. Overall pain level is 7. The ADLs are reported affected is 6. Patient reports no relief in the pain at all, and medication is not working. The ADLs are reported as follows. Mood is affected, 10. The sleep and enjoyment of life are affected, 8. Work and general activity affected, 7. Walking ability affected, 5. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, headaches associated with difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, depression, anxiety. But denies any loss of memory. It denies any blackouts, double vision, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, along with pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, in the right wrist, right hand, right knee, right ankle and foot, and buttock, with moderate difficulty walking. And in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or digestive problems are reported. There is no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no change in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. It claims to have lost 6 pounds. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse, patient is using marijuana for pain relief. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 185/91. Pulse is 73, pulse ox 99. Rest of the physical examination from previous visit of 5/10/2022, dictation number 0514-061. The patient has certified that he never had any MRI before. He also complained of pain in the tailbone, for which he is being provided a donut pillow. An MRI for the cervical spine and the lumbar spine is being ordered to identify the trauma for his area that was ordered on 5/10 previous visit. And now this is the plan of care, and the MRIs are now available. It shows a herniated disc at C5 and 6 leading to indenting the ventral thecal sac and mild to moderate left neural foramina stenosis. On the lumbar spine, the patient has a herniated disc at L5 S1 and L4 L5 bulge angle. These were discussed in great detail with all the models. Patient was informed about all the options. Patient will like to move forward with the injection treatment. They are being proposed to him. Next week, he'll be scheduled for LESI. He will benefit from LESI, from CESI, and a right sacroiliac joint injection. Thank you.